After 10 years, few traces of the war remained. The small folk had built new hovels with the stones of the old, and cut fresh sod for their roofs. A new inn had risen beside the landing, twice the size of the old one, with a lower story of cut stone and two upper stories of timber. The sept beyond had never been rebuilt there. Only a seven-sided foundation remained where it had stood. Robert Baratheon's fury had soured the Iron Man's taste for the new gods, it would seem. Theon was more interested in ships than gods. Among the masts of countless fishing boats, he spied a Tyroshi trading galley offloading beside a lumbering Ebony's cug with her black-tarred hull. A great number of longships, 50 or 60 at the least, stood out to sea or lay beached on the pebble shore to the north. Some of the sails bore devices from the other islands. The Blood Moon of Winch, Lord Goodbrother's banded black warhorn, Hallord's silver scythe. Theon searched for his Uncle Urien's Silence. Of that lean and terrible red ship he saw no sign. But his father's great kraken was there, her bow ornamented with a grey iron ram in the shape of its namesake.